Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Bloody hell.
That was so good.
How do we top that?
Dun, dun.
It's incredible.
That was very good. Well executed. Who did that? Daniel Larson?
Daniel Larson.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dan.
I'm very grateful for that. There's even a longer version
at
the end.
Oh, nice.
Like a full orchestral song. Welcome to the Hat Chat podcast, episode 129.
I think, is it
129?
Yes, it is.
With the same hosts since episode one.
Yes.
Chris Trott.
It's Chris Trott, Ross Hornby.
And Alex Smith.
There you go.
Yeah.
Alexander Smith.
And if you're just tuning into episode 129, that is our names.
Yeah.
That's it. Welcome.
There's 129 more episodes.
We're not one of those podcasts that does like meaningful investigation.
Is in what? Like a criminal one?
Well, like, I don't know.
Meaningful investigation, that's never been our thing.
No. That's what I'm telling them.
Yeah, I'm telling them
that's not. We're not one of those podcasts.
We're not going to solve a case today.
We're not going to solve a case. We're not going to tell you about accurate like history. Like, there's a history podcast I listen to. What podcasts do you guys listen to? Do you listen to any?
I usually listen to the ones that are like they have a set goal in mind and then they end after a season or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead Eyes was one of them. That I listened to.
Yeah.
It's about the guy that like got rejected by Tom Hanks.
Dead Eyes.
Oh yeah, Ryan.
And he made a whole podcast out of it. Other things like that. What was the other one? There's one that's like a couple of Australians.
The Always Sunny one is kind of a classic.
Always Sunny is, yeah, pretty good.
Isn't it Adam Buxton's one?
No, but I've heard you talk about it.
There's a lot of good guests and stuff on them.
Yeah,
I really like Rob Brydon's one.
Yeah,
that's quite a soothing one. It's fairly new. Yeah, but otherwise, I haven't listened to many in a while. I've been on the music.
I actually listened to some D&D stuff.
Yeah,
like the Adventure Zone is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. I talked about that before, mm-hmm. where they're literally role playing. Being in a different world and they have different guests on. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
Not the Ron Burgundy podcast. That was awful.
Was that like, an actual podcast they did?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He was in character as Anchorman, right?
He was in character and it was really bad.
It's probably quite jarring on the fly, though. Like, it's good in the film. Obviously, it's scripted. Yeah. And there's obviously the improvised parts. But like to do the whole bit as that is probably just
got pretty long in the tooth.
Yeah.
Dan Carlin's Hardcore History is a classic.
Yeah, that is good.
I like that one. Anyway, that's other podcasts. This is our one, and it's nothing like those.
No.
This is unique, really. I guess that's our selling point. We're not like other podcasts.
I think, is it 0 Degrees is similar? Well, they did the Hat Daddies thing.
We came first, though. Not with the Hat Daddies.
We always come
like,
first.
Yeah, the premise.
It's a Hat Films guarantee.
We had a crossover with 0 Degrees, didn't we?
We did.
Where we did episode swap.
Yes,
So in
the feed, it should be in the current feed if you're listening to this on your podcast place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was in there. Yogscast members. And Ross
it was
alright,
yeah.
Like,
I'm sure you guys will go on at some point. It's just...
Nah.
They just chat shit again. It's like... But I think they get... better questions than we got really depressing ones at the end. And it got real. And it's like, that wasn't real. I feel like the vibe was just suddenly just lost when people start sending in real shit. It has to be funny. It has to be dumb. Anyway, we're not doing Hat Daddies. That's not what we're doing.
Our shtick, until it changes, is currently hypothetical questions.
Or can you come up with a would you rather that makes me feel sick in my stomach?
Is that the other one?
No.
Think of a would you rather. Would you rather stick a knitting needle straight through both bollocks?
Straight through? Or, why is that for having it straight through?
Or kiss your mum for 5 full minutes with tongues in front of an audience of your peers? Well, I know, because it's something fucked. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Definitely the second one.
You're kissing your mum.
Easy.
Tongues.
Yeah.
In front of all your peers and your family.
Yeah.
Look, I want to let everyone know here today.
You'd definitely do that too.
Yeah, thank you for coming. As we all know.
You would definitely do that too. There's no way you're putting a knitting needle through both bollocks.
Just one bollock.
No. I'm still doing the kissing.
Anesthetic or no?
Yeah, anesthetic. It's done by a surgeon. A surgeon has to do it.
But you wake up with a knitting needle in your ball.
You wake up with one knitting needle in the ball. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Knitting needles are thick. You can get thinner ones.
Good stitching, though, around the edges. Like, no bleeding.
Fuck, no, still the kissing.
All right, how can we make that's it more comfortable enough. For Smith?
I don't know how to. I'm trying to, yeah. Like, that came on the fly. That's very, like, they need to be similar enough. That's not similar enough.
Okay, you have to willingly shove a knitting needle through your ball bag. With a hammer.
Oh, right. Okay, so it's the bag. That's fine.
Or
the bag.
Through your hand.
Ooh, hand or bag. You could damage some nerves in your hand. The ball bag might be all right.
That's a good point.
I'm saying ball bag.
Yeah, I think ball bag too.
Okay.
Imagine just sat there on a chair. You've got your ball bag like out in front of you.
Ding!
Okay, I'm going to do it now.
Ding.
I hear it in films when they always cut their hand across the middle. What is the deal with that?
That's stupid.
I know it's symbolic, and it's like, yeah, they slice right in the middle, and it's just like, then they just do a little bit thing, and it's just like, now you've just got, you're wandering around like a forest or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a wound on the thing that you interact wound. With.
It's something that you literally move all the time. It's like, where would you cut if you had
best
to, like...
Best place is the elbow.
If you had to, for some reason, use...
Elbow is the best place.
Elbow?
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of
because
thick skin.
It's got the least nerve endings of that of any part
is
of your
it hard
arm.
To get to your blood supply, though?
Yeah, it can be a little bit, but it will bleed.
Really
and also,
there.
Once you've done
well,
it,
we didn't
you
do that when we tried to do
it
the
really
test.
Easily, right?
I mean, shit, remember when we tried to get blood out of our fingers?
Yeah, yeah,
that was
yeah.
such a fucking process. And we were all just squeamish, just like, ooh, there's nothing coming out. Squeeze it, rub your finger.
It was so annoying.
Jerk off the finger.
And it was like...
I'm intolerant to everything.
Yeah. The shots came back fucked.
It was a DNA test.
I will say, I do think that it did pick up my white fish allergy, which was good. Well, not allergy, intolerance. I had some white fish 2 days ago, and boy, did I shit my pants out again.
I can't remember. Oh, you had white fish?
Yeah, I had some monkfish, and I was
I like monkfish.
Yeah, me
lot.
Too.
Very nice.
And I was like, monkfish isn't like finned fish, which is what I'm intolerant to, which is like cod, haddock, things like that. It must be fine, and... I don't know, it's not fine. Because like monkfish, they look different, right? They're like, you know what a monkfish looks like.
Yeah, wear robes.
If you don't know what a monkfish looks like, look them up. The ugly fish.
Ugly fish.
And then other things aren't. But anyway, I am intolerant to monkfish. And I went home and...
I just dropped a bunch of pebbles. They're pebbles. Please, cover your ears, honey. It's not me! God, the walls are paper thin.
Wet fart until it catches something.
Yeah.
That is what my intolerance is expressed as. Like, just like...
Oh,
God. And then, like, aching.
Like a bunch of wasps leaving the nest.
Yeah, yeah. Really bad. And so you can't even fart to release pressure because you're going to, like, stain your undies.
Gun, yeah. That's good. Monkfish, whitefish allergy.
So that's another fun thing I can't eat. So everything in the sea is full of fucking plastic now. So
yeah.
Like, it legit.
Do you have a plastic
like,
intolerance? That would suck.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, because it's in everything.
We do anyway, right?
Huh?
I don't think our bodies are very good at
No, but it goes
plastic.
Right through. You take a little bit, you give it out.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of waste.
Like that Teflon stuff.
But eventually we'll
everything.
Have hardened plastic internals. And so at least our organs will remain safe.
Yeah. I mean, if anything,
behind the saran
it's
going
to keep. The arteries open, right? Because that's what a stent
reinforce.
Is.
Reinforce. Yeah.
When people have heart attacks, the most common treatment is a stent, which is literally a little thing that widens out the clogged pipe ultimately and gives them a bit more through flow.
We're all basically plastic versions of Wolverine from X-Men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
at the moment.
Yeah, except without whilst the healing whilst he heals every time, we just get cancer.
We just get more and more plastic and cancer.
We get more tumors. I'm healing so fast, but it's all tumors.
Yeah.
It's the speed at which I'm healing, which is killing me. Ah, yeah, that's it. Should we do a hypothetical?
Let's do a hypothetical.
Unless you've got another crazy would you rather.
No, I don't. No.
I got one.
Come on, here we go. Throw it at me. You're thinking, you don't have one. You said you have one, you didn't have one.
You definitely don't have one.
I don't have
would
one.
You rather...
Would you rather go to the bottom of the ocean or into orbit?
Into orbit.
Into
actually,
orbit.
No, I think the ocean would be pretty cool.
No, the ocean, I think there's two very stressful... I mean, they're both very stressful places to go.
Yeah.
But I think I would be... I find it more rewarding and more exciting to go into orbit. I'm guessing I'm coming back. Or am I just staying there?
No, the risks are the risks.
Yeah, the risks are the risks. I could blow up on the, you know,
yeah.
Is the there pad. Any involvement with Jeff Bezos? Is that the method?
Oh, because no. You want champagne at the end. I get it.
I want champagne.
This guy's just after the afters.
It's Dave Cameron.
What?
Not Dave Cameron. James Cameron.
Okay.
Oh, James
the
Cameron.
Prime Minister.
There's not like, David Cameron. There's to go up with David Cameron.
David Cameron, yeah.
James Cameron.
I'd cut a hole in his suit. Yeah. You fucking prick. There's your Brexit. It's out of that little hole.
I probably trust James Cameron's submarines. I'm sure he's like state-of-the-art tech, pushing the boundaries.
I don't think he made the submarine.
No, but he's he's just buying them.
Sure. Yeah, he's
or
using
like
them.
Pushing people to make better ones.
Yeah.
But
he's built the submarine. Yeah. Like, done it! It's
done
too...
It.
It's too
this I was is making what, a film, got bored, so I made a fucking submarine.
James Cameron, just in case you didn't know, is from the south of England. Like, done it! Right. I got two bathtubs glued together. I think it'll go down deep.
Yeah, now we can film Avatar 2.
Avatar?
Way of water.
Way of water.
Still haven't watched that film. Still haven't watched
it either. It yet?
No, I haven't. That's one I want to see high clarity. So I might get a... I want to get a short throw projector.
Yeah. Yes.
Dim the lights and then watch Avatar Way of Water.
I mean, we could just get a short throw projector and create our own cinema in the warehouse as a video.
That's true.
We create... That's going to be so noisy. I'm sorry. I'll
tell you what I wouldn't do is go to the warehouse to watch a film.
Cold, isn't
it? It's cold. It's not the environment. That, like, sure, I mean, maybe it's a premiere for something. Maybe if we do some like
cool thing. We can do summer film.
But I'm not sitting there watching a four-hour Avatar film.
We've got so many fucking sofas in there now that, you know...
That's true.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also it's not going to be so cold. But I am by.
I've got a good situation, so
yeah, you've got a nice TV.
Mm. Yeah, but why not go to the warehouse?
Yeah,
because it's cold. We set it's cold.
Rip that TV off the wall.
Bring it to the warehouse.
Yeah,
and we'll all gather around it for warmth. We'll run it in 8K. It's kicking
out some real heat.
The pixels
now.
Are really warm.
It's nice.
Have you measured how much power it uses?
I haven't measured how much power in it. Oh, I could probably tell. Well, shit.
Don't worry.
I could probably tell.
You want to Google?
Like the average.
I imagine 8K uses more. No, because the 4K. No, it's in like, upscales, I've got like. So
I do have.
Is it OLED or is it QLED?
Lounge
it's QLED.
Is that less power than an OLED? Because OLEDs actually turn off, don't they?
Yeah, I think OLEDs are quite efficient. So it's probably more power.
So in February, it used 29.98 kilowatts.
Right.
I don't know if that's a lot.
That's about 10, 15
very
pounds.
Very telling of my viewing habits.
That's about 10 or 15 pounds to run your TV, I think.
Yeah, there you go. January was 34.
So it's about although saying that 35p a unit.
That's also hooked to like... Because basically that TV has like a huge fucking box to actually...
The
stuff that normally is in
the
your
Samsung
TV.
One Connect box?
Yeah, but they've now decided to put those pieces in a separate box. Pizzas in a box.
Oh, yeah.
You go in there, take a slice, and then you can you choose an episode.
Heat keeps them heated here.
This is incredible.
I know.
There's a pizza machine in your TV.
Oh, but the coolest thing I found out recently about that TV was that you can now play like Xbox Game Pass on it, which is freaking cool.
Nice. So it also has GeForce Now, right? Game streaming. No, it's dope.
But,
nice.
But
well,
it's expensive.
Really happy for you.
I didn't have to buy it, so.
Yeah.
But there's no loyalty to that brand now. That's done.
That's it.
Get a different one.
I think Samsung's OS is shit.
Oh, get an LG.
I might get an LG.
Treat yourself. And you get a Sony.
The thing is, right, the Samsung's... I don't want to get into this.
This isn't a hypothetical. Trying to buy TVs.
What the fuck?
Let's do a wanky...
The Samsung have a more realistic picture out of the box than the LG OLEDs, which produce a more filmic look. It's up to you. But I saw the comparison side by side and actually thought Samsung looked better. That's their OLED tech. That's what I was going
to
say.
But my home, I don't put two TVs next to each other.
No, that's the other thing.
So I don't...
doesn't matter.
And the LG software is better than the Samsung software.
Probably
that's the thing.
Yeah, I found the Samsung is quite slow sometimes. Yeah.
And they inject
like the TV that we have as well. It's now my bedroom TV, which is unnecessary for a bedroom.
That's massive.
I know, it's way too big. It fills the whole fucking room. But it's,
Samsung's cheaper.
But that one's slow as shit. Like
it's
just the menu system.
It's mega slow.
Yeah. Even though for the amount it was.
Well, this is why I've got an app. So I bought an Apple TV box because the Samsung software was so shit, and that works great.
Oh, the Samsung one. Oh, again.
I just plug it in. It's literally you're using a different device. It's like plugging in like a Fire Stick or something like that, right? Yeah. So you plug
an Apple
TV.
You have the app on the TV as well.
I've got the Samsung apps on the TV, but they're so slow because it's so old. Well, not so old, but the processors are so underpowered that the OS is really, really slow, and they don't support half the apps anymore, blah, blah, blah. So I just use Apple TV instead. So it doesn't really matter what the OS is on the TV. I just need the cheapest one.
So the next next podcast we do, we're going to be sponsored by a TV company, right?
I hope so. That would be fucking fantastic.
More TV talk to just
we can each have a brand.
Yeah.
I got Hitachi. Samsung, LG.
They've done a new retro range. They've gone back to the CRTs.
Schwartz just there getting
it's so heavy.
So it turns out SMEC started making televisions.
There's
and
10 webcams on this one, and I think they've got all my data now.
But it is funny, obviously, I mean, TVs are you can cheaper shit now, like in terms of what they used to be.
They are.
But when you think that we used to have all our furniture pointed to this little box in the corner, because it was literally like 15 inches.
It's nuts.
When you think that this screen here is 16 inches that's in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Just how fucking
and how
times have changed.
We're
so old. Where's my cane? We had to squint to see the TV.
The biggest CRT TV we had was about 28 inches. We had like a big boy, but like that TV was like
a
gigantic
box.
You know, like moving your TV was it wasn't about delicacy, it was just about
process.
Heft, you know,
it's like make sure two of you are on the front because the glass is so heavy.
Yeah. Thick glass.
The glass is like fucking 8 inches thick, and you're like,
there's a big retro game movement going on right now where those TVs are going for a premium.
Yeah,
because the games look good on it.
Yeah,
but they still look good on it, and obviously because it's retro, it's like
a Linus video where some like enthusiast in the office was like showing off like the comparisons between like a brand new OLED and like the old school CRT widescreen, but 1080p still, and they had these upscaling things and stuff inside, and this emulator console. And yeah, a lot of the old retro games just look better because of like the way CRT works.
Really?
And the blending of pixels, basically. Like artists did it to that spec.
Oh, I see. So it's like mastered for that, essentially. Yeah.
Whereas you're stripping that all away on an OLED, you're seeing all the pixels individually, but it doesn't blend very nicely.
Well, that's why you can, on emulators now, you have that, is it filter that kind of makes it
you
look?
You get scan lines and stuff, but it's not quite the same. And also like the refresh rate apparently is really good, and the latency on a CRT is still like really good.
Because remember because those events they always have those set up like as a little retro booth.
Yeah.
I wouldn't set all my furniture to that now.
Do you remember like brushing your hand against the screen and like
static
collecting all that static?
Yeah.
And then firing.
And then using it to electrocute an animal.
Yeah. Bunny's dead again. Killed the bunny.
Bunny's never won. What do you mean? You're getting through bunny.
Sebastian's dead.
Sebastian the rabbit.
Did you have a rabbit?
I had a rabbit called Sebastian.
That's quite a name. That's a good brother. Name. Huh?
My brother's name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sebastian. The crab also. Well, from
was he named Mermaid. After the crab?
I hope not.
No.
It'd be odd. But maybe. Who knows?
We just loved the crab in that Little Mermaid, so we just... You know, well, I mean, it's better than being called, Elsa or something like that. There's a lot of Elsas out there. People will call
Elsa's
Elsa
not
before.
That bad.
No, it's not. Let's think of a worse one. Hercules.
Well,
probably more.
My son is called Hercules. What the fuck?
Probably more common in like Greece.
My son is called Aladdin.
Yeah,
Aladdin's. I mean, is that a common name? I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard anyone be called Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Lad for short.
Daenerys might be quite bad.
Daenerys.
I imagine that one.
Yeah. Probably.
Ugh. Anyway. What about Olaf?
Olaf.
Yeah,
Olaf
snowman.
Is quite a common, like, Norwegian. Again. More like, kind of, is it
Yeah.
Norwegian?
German, Danish, all sorts
European.
Of things.
I'm covering all bases by saying European.
European. Yeah.
Let's do a hypothetical.
Let's do a hypothetical.
I think called Ross. Where's that from?
How many Rosses do you know?
Where's Ross from?
Not many.
Because I tried to think about this the other day. I was like, how many
There's
Rosses
actually not
do
many
I know?
Rosses.
It's quite an American name.
It's a Scottish name.
Is it?
I think the origins are Scottish.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this on a last Hatchet.
No.
Famous
way.
Ross.
No. Well, famous Rosses famous are there toss. Other than Ross Geller. Which someone's like, you look like Ross Geller. It's like, no, well, not really. It's just your association with Ross, and I'm called Ross. Is probably making that more
bigger leap, yeah.
But maybe, yeah.
You've got similar.
When I had darker hair, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's Gaelic. Okay, so it's kind of. Some people know loads of Rosses. It is indeed
Davenport,
Scottish.
Davenport.
Who's that?
Competitive swimmer. Ross Wilson.
Oh, there was that cop who was convicted of several crimes recently. His name is Ross.
Was it?
Nice.
Nice. We're looking
it,
up.
Doing it for the Ross.
Things
Rosses.
Are looking up. Ross from Friends, of course. Kemp. Ross Kemp, of course. We know Ross Kemp on Gangs.
What a Ross as well.
I don't think he looks like a Ross, though.
No, he doesn't.
What does a Ross look like?
He looks like a Steve or something, doesn't he? What about... Right,
but have you ever thought about your name and then felt like it means nothing?
Yeah.
Like, over time, you're like, I'm Ross.
Yeah.
Ross. It's like when you repeat the one word over and over again, you're like, like, people call me that.
I think it's really interesting.
Probably when I was high. That's Ross.
But I mean, I'm Ross.
I am Ross.
I think that's very true, though.
Ross.
Yeah, because you're like, what the fuck? There's this sound that's been attributed to my existence. And it's just like, weird. So, and then also, you got given it. And then as you grow older, you're like, you tell people, this is the sound you make when you want me.
Like,
Apple. I reckon we should get a temporary name. Yeah. Like a setup name until you reach like 16 or whatever, and then you get to choose your name.
Wow.
There is that culture in a lot of countries.
That can happen. Names evolve. Like, your nicknames are like basically take over, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but my nickname is just my surname.
Your nickname is just your surname, but like calling you Chris feels unnatural and weird to me because
some European
Trot
countries have
clean.
Your name day, which is where when you're 16, I think it's loosely tied to Christianity, where essentially when you were baptized or confirmed, you could choose your like Christian name. Right, which is so some people have like
Galadriel.
You would be call yourself Galadriel. I mean, and often this is what happens. So like I know I had a few friends from like Poland, for example. They do it in Poland, and they'd always choose something at 16, which is just like in hindsight just ridiculous, you know, like something like that, like, oh, this is it, because at 16 you're so looking for like self definition and what sets you apart from everybody else. So you're like, I'm gonna think really hard about this. I'm gonna be called Chrysanthemum or something like that, you know.
Martyr.
Martyr. Yeah. No, it's with a YR.
What would you do? Have you ever thought of having a different name? A preference to having a different name?
Yeah.
Like what?
What?
Have I thought about?
Have you thought about a name that you think you'd suit?
Not really. I don't really believe.
Dave.
You think Dave?
Clive.
You think Dave?
Clive?
Clive, yeah.
Owen. Like Clive Owen, but Owen.
Or like Michael Owen.
Michael Owen.
I think you could suit a Scandinavian name.
Do you think so?
Like Ulrich.
Ulrich. Thanks,
maybe.
Guys.
Ulrich?
This is a strange exercise.
I'm just trying to think of what can we name Johan.
Johan. Johan.
Clive more than Dave, someone's saying. That's
Clive
more than Dave. Henwick.
Henwick.
Sven. Well, I mean, I don't think you suit a Sven.
Smith would definitely be Dutch. And we all know the Dutch have beautiful language and beautiful names. What's a Dutch name? Come on.
Oh man. Oh, that's not. What's that? That was just.
That's Dutch for pancake, I think.
Pancake.
Bjorn?
That's Bjorn.
Norwegian.
Bjorn.
Bjorn.
These names
Bjorn.
Don't.
It's, the O is it.
The two dots.
What name do you think Trot could have?
Nigel.
Join the ranks of the rare Nigels.
Benedict. No.
Benedict. That's quite sophisticated.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm very upper class.
Tim.
Tim.
This is really hard because I'm so used to your normal names.
Well, yeah, that is, yeah.
But I need a new one.
You need
Christian Bourne.
Leon.
Trevin.
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 Like the guy
Trevin
that we met.
Yeah. Like
Trevor.
Like a mix between Trevor and Kevin.
Travis.
Travis.
You could suit a Travis.
Yeah.
Trav.
I could think it's Travis. Trav.
I don't think it. Surely it's a Trav. Would
still
not make
big
it seem
T.
cool.
Big T.
Seem...
T-Man.
Big T.
We call Big T ironically.
I'd be TT. Travis
Francois.
Trot.
Travis Trot. Francois.
Mike. Mike Hunt.
Balthazar.
Mike.
Ebenezer.
I like the name Mike. I think it's clean.
Yeah.
There's something about it. Mike.
Horton.
Horton? Like Horton Hears a Who.
Yeah.
Raimondo.
Ray.
Excalibur. I think we should call you Excalibur.
Excalibur, Keith. Wolverine, Deadpool.
Should we call you Keith?
Batman.
Keith.
Keith.
But with an F.
With an F.
Go against the grain.
E-F-F.
Kef.
Kef. Kef.
No. Smith is a Jacob.
A Jacob.
Jacob, yeah. Patrick.
Yeah, one syllable names. Keep it clean. I think that's...
Ross would be Patrick, actually.
Patrick would suit Ross Patrick. A lot.
Patrick.
Pat.
Pat. Hello, Pat.
I'm Pat. How's it going? Pat. All I think of is the EastEnders then, again. Pat's down the... Pat Butcher.
Or maybe a Max.
Max?
Yeah.
I mean, that could work.
I see that as well.
I did have the username with Max in it. It was my dog. Oh, yeah. First dog's
maybe
name.
That's what it is.
Which
what
is about why it's in that.
Odin.
Odin.
Odin. Zeus.
Dribble.
Dribble. We're not, it's like you're naming a dog. That's like a dog's name.
Dribble?
Yeah. That'd be a funny dog's name.
Yeah, I guess it would.
But I think a funnier dog's name is a real person's name.
Yeah.
Like Sebastian. I called Murph Dan for a while. So I thought it was quite funny.
Dan.
Dan? Come here, Dan. And he'd respond. And now he responds to Dan.
I like things like beans. Like, you know, for like a sausage dog.
Come on, beans.
If you had like
food for dogs. Yeah.
There's a little dachshund called Woody. That nice. That was a good name.
Because it
was
like, is good.
Yeah, Woody. It was like chocolate coloured Woody.
Makes you think of Woody. That like dog from Toy Story.
Yeah,
Toy Story
yeah,
as
literally,
well.
Yeah.
Oh. Woody.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He sounded like, hey, Woody.
What was that dog called? Oh,
fuck,
shit.
What was that called?
What is the spring dog in
Springy? Springer?
Toy Story called?
What's it called, guys?
Shit, Slinky. Slinky. It's not just Slinky, is it?
That's
Slinky.
Literally it Slinky. I think it was Slinky.
Slinky. I guess that works. You could call a dog Slinky. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Slinky, Dachshund, yeah.
Not a human name.
I have a Siamese cat named Biscuits.
Yeah, that's Biscuits good. I like. Good, yeah.
I like Biscuits. I like soup for
yeah.
a cat.
Yeah.
So soup. This can't be Jeremy Beagle. But I think the reference is lost. Somebody said that to me, came up to me once, like, you got a beagle, you should call it Jeremy. I was like, after Jeremy Beadle, the deceased TV host from the 80s and 90s, who had one smaller hand than the other. That guy,
not many.
Are you talking about that guy? Yeah. Because, no, there's I'm not going to call my dog Jeremy.
I don't think there's many Jeremys nowadays. I think Jeremy's
Jeremy?
Like an 80s name.
It's not. Yeah, I got an uncle, a great Jeremy. Uncle called Jeremy. We call him Jez.
Jez.
Yeah,
I think Jez works. I mean, yeah.
Or Jer.
To be fair, the only Jeremy I know is from the show.
Could you not Jer?
I don't know a real Jeremy.
Jeremy Corbyn.
I don't know him, though. But yeah, you're right.
Do you not?
Yeah, that, no,
he's on the TV all the time. You've not seen him.
Oh, Jezza. Jezza.
Corbyn.
Jezza.
Jez.
Jezzy C.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy.
Jeremy's a weird name, isn't it?
It is a weird name.
That's the first time I think I weirdly thought of his first name, because I always call him, think of him as Clarkson.
Do you?
They just
Jeremy.
Merged together,
The
yeah.
name Jeremy just feels very brand new to me all of a sudden. This is weird. Let's stop this.
Let's stop this whole name
Stop
thing.
This exercise. This the first bullshit. Hypothetical of the day is, if you could okay.
As voted on by our Patreons, by the way.
Patreons. Thanks, Patreons, for supporting the Hatch Out podcast and having some small agency in the creation of our content.
Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner. Jeremiah in general. Like, that's a. Yeah, go on.
What about the chat show guy?
Jeremy what? Paxton.
No. The one that did, like, the.
Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah. Not very
Sorry,
many good
is it Jeremy Paxton?
No.
Paxman.
Paxman? That's not Jeremy. Am I saying Jeremy? I've said Jeremy too many times. If you could shrink yourself.
Is it Jeremy? No, hold on. Is it?
I don't think it's
Paxman.
Jeremy.
Paxman.
It is Jeremy Paxman.
Is it Jeremy Paxman?
It's not Jeremy
Fuck
Paxman.
Me.
Is it?
Fuck me, is it Jeremy Paxman? Jeremy
I don't think
Paxman.
It's Jeremy, is it?
It is Jeremy Paxman.
Yeah.
The name
that sounds weird
feels
now.
So new to me, I don't know why. I don't think I say the word Jeremy a lot. Let's
Jeremy.
Do the hypothetical. If you could shrink yourself and everything you own, where would you live? Is this not a Matt
this
Damon
This is a
film?
Fucking downsizing with Matt Damon.
This is
Damon.
Downsizing with Matt Damon. Okay.
Where would we live?
Yeah, say you have the power to make yourself as small as an ant. You can also make things... Well, I feel like we've done something similar to this before.
We probably have, yeah.
But we're... Okay.
Well, let's talk about the film
we front-loaded this. Instead, yeah, we front-loaded this with
have
some...
Have you seen it, Trot? You'd love it.
Yeah, I have seen it.
Did you like it?
White man saves minorities.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you... I can't remember
yeah,
the film.
Like
I think I switched on, like, last third of the film.
They find out that there's, like, basically a favela, like, attached to a secret entrance to the compound where they live, right? And it's, like, I think it's, like, yeah, meant to be, like, Mexicans or South Americans or something like that.
They're so downtrodden, they need a strong white man
to save
them.
I mean, yeah. It's weird as well, because it was a relatively modern film, and it was so, like, obvious. Sorry, what were we going to say?
This says, say you have the power to make yourself as small as an ant. You can also make things you own. Limit must be able to lift it with no help, too. So you can bring that back to normal whenever you want. So you can, yeah, I guess you can get possessions and turn them tiny.
Anything you can physically lift.
So you make
lift.
Your phone tiny and it's contextual.
I would make all of my electronics tiny and then sell them back to the government and say, there you go, reverse engineer this. Imagine how small that process would be then.
Insane. I would try and keep I would make the food stay the same size. Isn't that the whole point of that downsizing?
Yeah.
Because it's all about like,
less resources
mm-hmm. and they'll see food is goes further because it's bigger.
It's a great idea. It's just have this cool. white savior complex in it.
Well, yeah, it's just sloppy writing. Do you know, but then like, the stuff like that always turns up in films like that.
Downsizing.
Like, they, you know, even The Truman Show isn't perfect.
From a 2017 film, Rotten Tomatoes has given it... Let's see what the audience say. Oh, gosh. It's rotten.
It may have been brigaded, though. You never know.
Audience score 23%. Tomatometer is 47%. So that's the critics. Founder. That's what that film was called. It was a pub quiz. Yeah, that picture came up. Oh, I didn't get it. It's 47% on Tomatometer. 23%. So it's shit. Okay.
I would be in a shoebox with all my electrics... downsized and put on the cargo ship of a plane or a freighter, constantly on the move, but I've got all my worldly possessions, like my whole world can literally move anywhere, right? So I could put myself on a
how many people flight. Have been downsized to this size? I'm using the word downsizing because that's basically what
technically
this
is. Any possessions you lift, right, can be downsized. So you can lift a person, right? You can downsize anyone.
Would you want to be kept in someone's pocket?
No.
That'd be quite
think
funny.
Of the lint.
Well, not just in the pocket. I mean, as in, like, maybe you could have a little snow globe and you're, like, taking around. That's
a
great.
Sphere?
Yeah.
That'd be so annoying to be in. Like a Zorb. Like, you can't sit down anywhere because it's all, like...
Yeah, but you're small. You're the size of an ant. Okay.
Everything would be threatening.
Let's say it's double the size of a pool ball. You're an ant still in there. If you've got a little house
yeah,
in there,
yeah, but the floor's
like,
never flat.
Well, maybe you can make a flat bed.
What if you get attacked or, by
okay, that's a box.
What if you get attacked by your own pubic crabs?
You're in a box the size of a Rubik's Cube, sorry?
What if you get attacked by your own pubic crabs?
Yeah, technically, you
also,
don't. You don't own
so
the
my
crabs.
Own pubic crab didn't go down in size with me.
Yeah,
they just
stayed
the same size, and I'm just now meeting them in the middle.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Shrinking down to ant size, and they're staying the same size.
Yeah.
And I'm about to say hi to them face to face.
Now they're like
as
the
a tiny
size
man.
Of like a sheep, basically.
Fuck. Well, that's...
A sheep
that's a boss fight I don't
crab.
Want to face. And I'm outnumbered.
You
I'm
are
guessing.
Seriously outnumbered.
There's a fuck ton of these crabs here. You guys have been terrorizing me. Now you're going to get your revenge even more. I've been scratching you bastards all week.
What if through, like, say one of your parents actually had this ability and they're like, any possessions I can downsize with me, so I'll take you with me.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Mm. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
And they downsize and you stay the same and you find out you're adopted.
it's based on genetics.
It's
the only way we can tell you, son. We're then, leaving you.
Yeah, but it happens really quickly and you crush them and they die. And you're like, Oh, God, shit.
Holy shit. You should have told me.
Or you drop them.
You want the good news or the bad news?
I can't find my parents. Well, where do they go? They travel somewhere? What's going on? No, they shrank
they
in my hands
small.
And then they dropped them.
They went really small. They kept going. Also, speaking of getting really small and Ant-Man and the Quantumania.
Go on. I have skimmed through it.
So is the idea that you get so small that there's a new world? I don't really understand why
there's... The quantum realm.
But how? Why is there a quantum realm?
It like fits within the boundaries of space-time.
We'll look through a microscope.
Like it's so small.
When you look through a microscope and you see bacteria... And
you haven't looked through a microscope in about 20 years.
Okay, when you watch a video of someone else looking through a microscope...
yeah.
Okay. There is like a little different world, isn't it? Because obviously scale is this is this.
Yeah,
it's like when
like,
we played that grounded game, whatever, everything's blurry on the outside. It's all fucking... What is it? Because
it's super small and slow and like not interactable. I find it difficult to believe that
according to Ant-Man and Quantumania, it's just like real life.
It is a documentary.
There's just wacky creatures in it, and everything's got like really tribalistic classic tropes in it.
That like, sounds so oh,
there's
lame.
There's a quantum tribe, and they're stringing us up. And I hate that film. Really annoying.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't pay
Maybe
for it.
I should watch it.
It's a good thing you didn't pay to watch it.
Really annoys me.
Yeah, it's a weird concept that they've really doubled down on. Like, creating stories for the masses is so, like, unimaginative, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Stories for masses.
You mean wide appeal is hard?
Yeah, wide appeal.
So it's just you do have to make something fairly generic that's going to piss off people who would rather something that's a bit more niche or a bit more special.
Yeah, I hate that. I want.
But then you can go the other way and make, you know, Tenet.
I
God.
Yeah, like, oh, this is just trash.
Just insane, yeah.
And loud.
Well, I like Ant-Man 1, where they like hinted at the idea of the quantum realm and leaving it at like this crazy fractal, insane space that can never
hard
be
hard for us to really even understand, right? Yeah, exactly.
But they just tangibilize it, if that's even a word. Yeah, and just make it like mini-Earth with wacky creatures. And I really put me off.
I think that's where what I feel as well. It's like, the idea, like the fucking with around with that idea is cool, but don't try and like format it, you know, like, because it's like something you can't really understand, I suppose. I would have preferred that angle. But no, instead, we get a film where they spend their entire time in it. I don't care, though.
It's safe, and obviously, each film is a company in itself, right? It has to make profits.
Well, also, in a time of global crisis, should they really be spending all that money on making Marvel films?
Yeah, but all that money is, in the scheme of things, is quite.
No, I think film companies should start becoming humanitarian, literally.
I'm sure there are some that do, or have like those intentions.
How do you guys feel about them using premieres to virtue signal with their cast choices?
What? Film premieres?
So like with like modern Marvel films, they're trying to represent a huge amount of diversity, but it's often brought out that everybody at that premiere is briefed with the same talking points.
Media training
to an extent, but also like this is the message we're trying to purvey, and it's very much like, please talk as much as possible about the particular castings we've done and how that makes it diverse and
make
exciting.
Disney look great.
It's a bit cynical, they're trying to make sure
Also, but if they're trying to portray a specific thing within the film, I haven't seen an example of, so I don't really know what the context is, but I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
If they like, because obviously they want people to talk about the film when they, otherwise they freeze up and they're like, I haven't even seen it yet. And it's like, oh, I've been in it. I went to a studio for 2 days and that was it. And it's like, well, yeah.
There's so many.
So they probably have to
like,
be briefed to a degree of what's going on, as well as obviously, the meaning behind it or what they're trying to get across.
What they're trying to get across is pay money to watch our film, I suppose.
Of course, yeah.
And they're trying to hit as many demographics as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like you say, it's almost like, well, I guess there's no harm to it. But at the same time, I feel like a little bit like gross because they're like doing it not because they believe in any particular cause, but because they want to.
Well, they might do though.
Sell things.
Do you know, you don't really know if they do believe or not.
No, true. It's my cynical lens. Like,
but media training wise, they probably have to hit a few points because they are technically working.
I guess there's like the
like
other...
although it's the glamour, just a party for themselves. Like they are actually working, and that's they are trying to sell a film.
Yeah.
So there is the capitalist element of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this other sinister side to Disney where it's like you can see like the cracks sometimes where you get like a star that's like, oh, it's been hinted at that you're going to be in the latest blah blah as a superhero. And they're like, oh, are the sniper rifles out there? I can't say anything about Disney. They will literally kill me. And people make jokes and stuff about that. But I'm sure, like,
of course,
amount that they're locked down. And
but yeah, they've got like contracts and shit. Like, you know.
Yeah, contracts.
NDAs. Like, I mean, it'd be pretty unprofessional if they just didn't. I mean, sure, they can. If they wanted to break it, sure, they probably wouldn't do that.
So you think they do have snipers?
I think the snipers are real, guys.
What sort of guns would they use? Is it like a fun Disney gun, do you think?
A Disney blaster.
These are actually real. We had these made for Star Wars World, but they were too powerful, so now we give them to our contract snipers.
To aim towards celebrities.
Too many kids in Galaxy Land.
Would you guys want to go to the Space World thing?
Space World?
What the fuck is it called?
The Star Wars Galaxy one.
Yeah. Where is it?
Yeah, if I was there, I'd go.
It's in LA. LA.
Is it LA one?
I think there's one in Florida as well.
Surely.
Is it?
Shanghai? Yeah.
I'd rather go to the Super Mario World. That looks awesome.
Yeah. Is that in Japan?
Yes.
Well, why don't you nip on over?
Galaxy's Edge, that's what it's called, the hotel experience.
Yeah, isn't it really expensive, the hotel experience? Yeah.
And booked up a lot.
Do you think it would be like going to a sort of really high budget LARP where you feel extremely underdressed?
Yes.
If you're not joining in the LARP, you're not LARPing.
If we went, should we dress as Jedi, do you think? If we bought Jedi outfits.
I feel like if we went there and I told you to do that, you would say no.
No.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because I've got the suit and everything. I've got it already.
You've got the Jedi suit.
You need to wear that outfit. You're going to be Obi-Wan.
I want Slave Leia.
Yeah, I'll be Slave Leia. You be Slave Leia.
How about this?
Yeah. I'll be Jabba.
We roll. We go. We buy two really cool outfits and one Slave Leia outfit, and we just draw straws as to who has to wear it the whole day.
Yeah, who's got the buns? Me, like, this time.
I'm sorry, sir. You cannot wear that. There's a lot of choice.
It's from your IP. Yeah. I'm gonna wear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold the chain tighter.
Yeah, Trot, we could grow your hair out and then give you a bowl cut and make you Kid Anakin.
Can I be Darth Maul?
You want to be Darth Maul? You got to shave your head then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either I could wear
one
a bowl cut.
One or t'other.
One or t'other. Oh, and the makeup would take hours. We'll get it movie quality.
Movie quality.
Halfway through the day, it's just melting off. He's just like, I really don't want to do any more rides, guys.
My eyes are
stinging. I'm hot as fuck. My eyes, I've got fucking grease paint in my eyes.
Oh, it's so hard, I say.
It's fucking shit having that stuff on for a long time, though. Like, Jesus Christ.
Who's the guy with the massive ears that everybody hates?
Oh, Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. One of us could be
Jar Jar.
Yeah, it's just like, okay. Really inappropriate Jar Jar Binks, you know,
God
like.
Damn. Pretty insane.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds funny though.
They didn't kill him off. Jar Jar Binks is still a character, isn't
he's
he?
He's in the they talk Senate about now.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember.
He's a politician.
That's wrong, a politician.
Oh!
Well, it's representing the Gungans, the Gungan sub.
Went last year, not really people dressed up as it is a part of a Disney park as a whole. Ah, I see. Oh, so, like, you have to go through Disney park and then there's the Galaxy's Edge. I thought it was its whole own thing.
It's like part of the Disneyland. Yeah. It's just another section of it.
Do you remember Stone and Rob talking about Disneyland and how great the Harry Potter ride was? The Potter ride was amazing. It was so good. And the guy behind me was like, you should try reading the books. And I was like, oh, okay. That ride sucked.
It did suck.
It was shit.
It was really garbage.
But I didn't really want put the man down. He's driving the car high. Yeah. So it's like, don't want to give him a low.
That was also like the best ride of that era as well.
I thought that was kind of underwhelming. I just liked the fact that it was themed.
Universal Studios is fucking... Yeah, the theme there, but Universal Studios is a bit fucking run down.
Yeah, but we've also been to Disneyland Paris, so everything looked good after that.
True.
Disneyland Paris burning trash hole.
Yeah.
I've been there too many times.
Well, to be honest, the last time we were there was at least, 5 years ago?
And what do you think has changed?
I don't know. Surely, a decade of decline in Europe hotels. Has made Disneyland Paris better.
3 years of COVID, yeah.
3 years of COVID.
3 years of COVID, yeah.
A war and generally dire economic times. Disneyland Paris must have had an upgrade. Don't tell me.
Now's the time to invest.
Now's the time to invest in Disneyland Paris. Yeah. People still love it. Like, I think
it's still a theme park.
5-year-olds there, right?
Yeah, it's still theme park.
About 35-year-old men? Do you think they'd enjoy it?
All dressed up as
depends how much you're drinking. Depends what you're doing.
Is there
the
Star Wars Land here? We're all Slave Leia.
We came as Slave Leia. It's a stag do. It's not a stag do. We're doing this for fun.
You're going to place, you English pig.
Apparently, if you're too movie accurate and trying really hard,
you couldn't get a job there.
You can't get a job there. You actually get told off because a lot of kids and stuff think you're part of the.
Oh my god! I was some sort of weird trap.
We could be Jawas that have a truck that abducts children. You know,
why don't we just dress as the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? It's a Disney property, right? Is it? I think it is.
Dressing as all of the most inappropriate Disney properties. Yeah. That would be a fun one as well. Mm. Oh my God.
Look, I'm just a child catcher. Give me a break. I know I'm accurate.
Catching children, man. Got one.
Fucking hell.
I'm sure there's some early Looney Tunes propagandist stuff that we could use.
I want to go to a car brothers. From Cars.
Okay.
His name isn't Car.
My make-a-wish is I want to be in Car from Cars.
Isn't it
McCool?
What's his name?
McFly.
No.
McCool.
McQueen.
McQueen.
I think it is McQueen.
Is it named after Steve McQueen?
Probably.
Possibly. Even though Steve McQueen was famous for motorbikes, not cars.
Yeah. But
actually, that Cars ride was pretty good in America.
That was great.
Better than the Harry Potter ride.
That
definitely.
Was good.
That's in a vlog.
Disneyland California, is good compared to Universal Studios. It's the classic one, isn't it? It's the original.
Yeah, it was
Lightning good. McQueen.
Obviously, the weather. Lightning is McQueen. There. That's the other thing,
isn't it? The weather
makes a difference to your mood.
Makes a difference to your mood and the look of your content.
Yeah, that's true.
So when you've got glorious golden light everywhere you shoot, it's not bad. It's weird, isn't it?
We did a vlog in the Disneyland Paris, right? We did.
Yes,
years ago. We went back for a second time. Because
we went there. It was Minecon. Yeah, because then they opened up the park to like.
It was at night time, and we were just wandering around, and none of the rides were really open apart from a couple.
We were hoping the Aerosmith ride was open.
And you met Donald Duck, and you were like,
"Yeah, we did."
Oh, you did meet Donald Duck.
Did you try and bang him or something?
Something inappropriate happened.
You did something inappropriate to Donald Duck,
and then he sort of wandered off.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
This is all on camera. This is
ages.
You can actually watch this.
2012, I think it was.
I don't go back and watch them enough. Well,
we had a proper little gang of drunk young creators with us. I seem to remember, and it was like, "Oh, we're those guys." But all right, it was fun. Yeah, and then I slut dropped in front of Donald Duck.
Oh, is that what you did?
I don't know. Pretend to give him a blowy or something.
I don't know.
Probably something like that.
It was. I mean, it was like 9 p.m. all 10 p.m. at night, and there was nobody else in the park. It wasn't like I was doing it for
you and
kid.
You and Donald.
It wasn't my fault that the entertainer inside
and
that
the
suit
big
was
D.
approved.
Me and the Big D having some private time next to the magical fountains.
Yeah,
we went on the Aerosmith roller coaster. Remember that?
Yeah, that was all right.
That was right.
But like that was it. Like it really did feel like a slightly organised fairground, didn't it?
Like the House of Horror as well, like the elevator.
I thought we did the drop. Yeah,
that was America, wasn't it?
No, that was in Paris. That was the other ride that was
open. Called
Tower
of Terror.
Yeah, which is different now. It's a different IP. I think it's like a newer IP.
Oh, didn't they change it to like a Harry Potter ride and called it the Turf of Terror?
Turf of Terror.
Yeah.
JK's after you.
You drop into a forum from the very top.
Women's rights.
Fucking hell.
Anyway.
Shall I go on to the second one? I don't. The first one, I feel like.
What's the second one?
Had a look at it. We tickled it, but I feel like we definitely covered that one before. Anyway, you find out vampires are real, and you descend from a long line of fearless vampire hunters. Then, as if that wasn't bad enough, you are also gifted with the knowledge that an ancient vampire lord is soon to arrive to destroy humanity, and you are the only one who can stop him. What would you do? Are you Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
You basically are the prodigal, like, long line of vampire hunters.
So, yeah, kind of.
Am I me? And I've just found this out?
And you've just found out you're part of the bloodline of vampire hunters.
You can start calling me Xander if you like. It's like a shortened version.
You've got all.
I'm not going to call you Xander.
You've only got the experience and skills of
that I have
you.
Now. Then I'm fucked.
So what would you do, knowing that the Lord is coming to destroy humanity?
I'd put a cross around my neck and just garlic and do everything I can to keep them away.
Garlic.
Is that what I'm doing? Keeping the vampires away.
Shitload of garlic bread.
It could all be myth.
Well, I guess I'm going to find out, or my body's going to be shredded to pieces and chucked into a fucking river.
You need to get a standing order set up for Domino's, and they'll just send you a garlic bread for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, or you just keep chop it. Garlic and just cover myself in garlic.
Either
Ross is just like, my eyes are watering just standing around him. It's so garlicky.
That was a great...
It's for my own safety.
It's so garlicky, man.
So want some crushed garlic, bro?
No.
I got loads.
Dried, fresh,
into the
whatever
hair
you want.
So do you hunt vampires? No, I just avoid them.
I don't think I can fight them. I'm actually running scared. I'm not going to leave the office.
I keep up with a daily garlic regime that's expensive, to say the least. I mean, imagine buying that much garlic.
Well, what's it? How much is it? 70p or something for three?
Well, not from Cosy Lives now, surely. Cosy Lives would have
last time I went
that.
To Sainsbury's, there was absolutely no fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about?
Have you got scurvy yet? Because I do. I've got scurvy and rickets.
What, just from...
I'm bringing it back. Cool. I'm hoping for botulism.
This wasn't,
as
there,
well.
There was no vegetables?
Nothing.
I think there was some onions.
They might be waiting for
delivery. I was just like,
what
the fuck? Well, no, it's been a thing recently. That's just fuck all.
Oh, fuck.
But that was Sainsbury's. I don't know if other places are better.
Don't worry, Brexit's coming through.
No, yeah, Brexit will look good at some point.
Hold on, it's not just Brexit. It's also the impact of climate change.
Oof.
Because it's
I thought it was because the price went up and they just didn't want to pay shitloads for vegetables.
Kind of, but that's because of shortages in part caused by massive flooding and massive droughts in Morocco.
Let's just grow
and
our own.
Like that.
All right.
Can we move
Let's
somewhere?
Just grow it. There was literally, you see that guy.
Just grow your own. It's
when
easy.
I was younger.
You get to eat in what? 6-8 months?
Yeah. Smelly lettuce.
Tiny carrot.
Also, like, you've got to have a garden to do it. And like, fuck if you can afford to buy a house with a garden easily.
Bugs ate all my cabbage again.
Well, that's sidetracked. Anyway, so cover me some garlic.
Okay, so you're.
I'm not going to fight them. I'm going to die.
What about right? Okay, you just have a meeting with the vampire lord. It's right. Like, look, mate, you're here to destroy humanity, and I am from a long bloodline of vampire hunters.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make a fucking deal.
And I'm a shit one.
Well, no, don't say that.
Right.
Don't show your hand.
Right, because I'm from a long line of vampire hunters, but it turns out I'm just not a natural.
How do you find this information out, do you think?
You start breaking things an accidentally? Email?
Are you strong? You have a premonition dream.
What? Are you strong?
No, you're just you.
You're just you.
So your long line of train up.
What use is the long line of vampire hunters unless
you're the only one that can kill them?
Like, just physically?
You've got like a blood power or something.
Oh, right. Okay. You're like Harry Potter and Voldemort.
Yeah. And Voldemort.
Okay, so...
So it's the power
you have this chat with him,
yeah,
and you come to an agreement. It's like, we could either have like this long line of like vampire trying to kill humanity, and then us lot trying to kill you every time, repelling you, or let's broker a deal, make me a vampire, right?
Talk to me,
and then you kill the lord because you can always
dangerous.
Kill your master. He gets too old.
There is a temptation to become a vampire, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
Do you think it's just a sex thing, or do you think it's more the Well, as in, like, it's supposed to be, isn't like, it's
in,
erotic.
In the best case
it's an erotica
scenario.
Thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
well,
also,
yeah.
like, because, I mean, in, like, True Blood, they're all fucking.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's an appeal to that.
Because you're right.
But it, forever.
Also,
you can't get anything done.
You can never see the sun sign again. You can never see the world
I know.
In daytime.
They're common
like, that's pretty sad.
It's
like,
a huge
that
sacrifice,
is.
Yeah.
Because, like, nighttime is pretty oppressive. If
but not, or, not you, eventually you learn to love it because that's. That's
just get
your Phillips instinctive.
Hugh. Yeah, I guess your instinct would change.
Have to adapt.
And Phillips Hugh.
You know, and Phillips Hugh. Get a load of bulbs in.
Just get a load of bulbs.
Get one of them daylight sad lamps.
Do lights? Do those lights affect them?
No, UV.
So
sunlight.
So you could just make yourself like a nice like.
So no heroin.
You could do
lights.
What we did for that film, where we just had a light shine through the window, so it makes it look like it's daylight at all times.
Redheads, yeah.
Like the bunker
like,
Lost.
Yeah.
Trick I think
yourself.
It'd be easy to
Use
do.
Cinematic movie quality camera cameras
even,
and
you
lighting.
You can't compare it though, can you? Not with a nice full spectrum bit of sunlight.
Oh, a load of fucking Vit C tablets. You're sorted.
Vitamin C. Famously the vitamin you get from sunshine.
D.
It's D, yeah.
D. Bit D.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah,
no, you can, but I think that's the big thing I'd miss the most. But obviously, yeah, you get immortality. You get to have a load of sex.
Loads of it.
Loads of it.
But what
if it's only you and Gary, the local bum that you've turned?
There's only two of us so far. And
Gary,
it's
so
been quite
horny.
A sad situation. I've been fucking that homeless guy over there.
I'm
just really horny. It doesn't matter who it is, and he's a vampire too, so we've got to keep fucking. Anyway.
Gary, I wish I'd met you 10 years
I'm
earlier.
I'm too polite to just make other people vampires.
And not this
Sorry.
Haggard version of you, Gary, that I've immortalized now.
Gary's addicted to crack.
Yeah.
And
fuck's sake.
Forever. You know, like.
But he won't
it
die.
It doesn't affect him.
Fucking hell, Gary.
He gets high all the time, but he
can't
we will
him.
Never die. So he's ODing all the time. He doesn't know.
I can do as much crack as I like. I just don't die. But like bits of his jaw are falling off now. And like, he's like the really grim old vampire look. But he's only like
Which celebrity
35.
Would you turn?
Which celebrity would I turn?
Yeah, just because if I was any person, you might just say, oh, I might turn my girlfriend. So
they're
we're
all
together.
A threat, aren't they? All the celebs.
Threat.
To like,
I mean, who knows? Some of them seem like they are. You know, it's like that preacher that's been doing the rounds again recently.
Oh, he is a demon.
Yeah,
he is a demon.
He's
pulled out of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
He has the same brow that they literally clearly do prosthetics on.
Yeah,
he has that.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's
terrifying.
He's got pin sharp pupils as well.
He's
indicative of drug
so,
use.
How are people following that guy in any sense? He's horrifying.
He's
just so. There's something mean about him. What's his name?
I don't know. Don't spread it.
He's,
yeah, but I feel context is also crucial because we're talking about
like
him in such 80, a way.
Isn't he? Or
what's his name? Yet? So he's a preacher,
a televangelist.
With,
Kenneth Copeland.
Kenneth Copeland.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that it?
Kenneth Copeland? I imagine he's done it for decades, and he was younger and less demonic looking at the time.
Possibly, sure. But also his energy is like some people may attach to that and be like, actually, this is what I'm looking for in a
energized,
like
and
terrifying. Almost, you know?
It's like getting a PC that shouts at you to do stuff.
Yeah.
He is terrifying.
Just seeing a picture of him, he has got, those scary eyes.
Somebody was
man.
Saying he's got such pin-sharp pupils that he's probably on opioids. Like, that's like, you know, he's seemingly...
Don't opioids kind of, like, make you
so it's Hitler.
Tired, though?
Yeah, exactly. Most people, crazy people, it depends. It can do, yeah.
You mean
that's
narcissistic
cunts?
Amphetamine's what? A stimulant?
That's what Hitler was on, wasn't it?
He was on all sorts of stuff. Hitler was on pretty much every major drug. Yeah. So amphetamines, also though, like morphine, things like that. Like his doctor would pretty much just give him a new drug every month and see what he became most like happy on.
Someone's suggesting he's used Horcruxes, Kenneth Copeland.
Possibly.
So we might need to just find all those.
Yeah, I think we need to address that. Good job.
He'll be on his private jet at that point. We won't be able to get hold of him.
Yeah.
Always flying around.
Maybe
all the important things he has to get to. Imagine buying a private jet. Would you use? Would donations. You want a private jet? Do you think?
I don't think it's. I don't think it's very popular. No. I think it's a lot easier just to charter as well. You know, you can charter jets. Because but I think the age of the private jet.
It's a different style of as a massive different lifestyle, right?
Well, yeah, it's also just like it's the one of the ultimate expressions of like. Fuck everybody else, you know, like it's so
bougie,
exuberant. Yeah. Like I think
extravagant.
Extravagant. That's probably a better word.
Because it is. Flying.
Did it suck when private jet? You found out like Tay Tay was
one of the worst users of it. I mean, the argument for them. Swift. The argument for them is like, oh, we need to get around and do all of our business.
And also, if Taylor Swift gets on a normal flight, she's going to get fucked over. Like, there's a lot of people trying to take photos with her and shit. It's like, that's not going
to be... But then also, would you not just say, well, then simply you don't get to... You have to take a train or a bus, you know, and it's going to take you...
I guess so, but like...
Hours to get across the US. Like, you just have to do that. I guess, but at the same
time,
either travel commercial...
It depends what what the purpose you're going for. Obviously, he's going to fucking preach to a bunch of, you know, mugs who lap that shit up, whereas...
So let's say emergency vehicles.
The alternative is entertainment, I guess. But yeah, is that better?
No, not really. So. Yeah. I think you should just say like to traveling musicians, like if you want to do business, if you want to go on tour in South America, you need to either take a commercial flight or go down by land.
I'm pretty sure there are countries that are putting caps on
it's good.
Jets
it's good because it is. It's nothing but. Wasteful. I mean, you could say many things are wasteful, but it is. I understand about the whole if you went commercial, you'd be mobbed. But then equally, it's just like, well, you don't get.
And like the benefits you get are insane.
Yeah.
Like you get a whole different like check-in and stuff, security, and like you're in VIP lounge.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like you get. I'm sure mobbed a lot of them do travel scenario. On
commercial jets as well.
And it's not essential work. I think like say you were transporting like an organ. That's a time to use a private jet, right? Like, if it's going to save somebody's life on the other end.
It needs to cut through everything to get
making
there.
You an even bigger billionaire is not globally a particularly responsible thing to do, I think.
How far can a hang glider get you?
Depends how high up you start, isn't it?
Yeah. If we got really high.
It's also really, really cold.
Cross the channel on a hang glider?
Cross the channel?
You can use paramotors. Power motors. Yeah, definitely. You can use power motors are amazing. They're so cool.
I think I've fixed
they're like
the
a little lawnmower that sounds on your back.
Fucking terrifying going across all that water. Power.
Especially since
but then people swim it, so
yeah, I know.
That, which is even more horrifying.
They do it with support boats, though.
Still, though.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well,
we got to the bottom of that.
We did. The bottom of that one. We wouldn't
Ross
fight
would be
the
greasing himself up with.
I'd be trying to avoid
products.
Them, and just I'd be using the tropes available to me from modern media to evade the vampires.
I'd buckle because and I don't become a vampire fight. And try and overthrow the Lord and create a...
Oh, yeah, you have
oh, so
a solution,
are you,
you
turning into a vampire again? Are you fucking Gary?
I'm fucking the homeless guy.
The homeless guy. The only one you turned.
Yeah.
That's it. You're not going to turn anyone else.
No, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Forever.
I think, I'd build like a vampire group of people that I think like we could overthrow this crazy vampire lord and just make a nice vampire society that can interact with humanity. Yeah, sure, we'll drink a lot of you, but...
Literally what they're trying to do in True Blood.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole story, isn't it? Because obviously they're trying to integrate into society and they're drinking, bottles of blood or fake blood, synth blood or whatever, yeah.
But then
you need to watch
the,
that again.
The crazy
Did it get
ones.
Good later?
It got bad.
It got worse and worse?
It got worse
like
and
every,
worse.
Yeah, okay.
It's not satisfying ending.
No. Probably quite dated now, really.
Probably.
Sucky.
Okay.
I feel like the first two seasons was probably pretty decent still.
First season's cool.
Because they were like kind of mysterious and you're like, oh, how would this play out? You know?
A lot of orgies too.
Yeah, the orgies are quite good. Yeah, yeah, no, I do. The orgies. I'd like more orgies in shows.
In normal shows. Well, Game of Thrones.
Nah, there's loads of orgies. Also, I don't particularly enjoy it. I find gratuitous nudity just a little bit like, all right.
Seen it all.
Huh?
Seen it all, haven't I?
Yeah, I've seen.
Not as good as in real life, so I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Nice. Not as good as my imagination.
Not as good as my Quest 2.
Quest 2, I'm right there.
Anyway.
Alex, what are you doing?
I'm interacting with the world around me. I'm just playing a game.
Those haptic gloves?
Alex, your goggles are streaming to the TV.
You know what I'm up to anyway.
You know what I'm just doing.
Just turn the TV off and walk away.
What are you doing? I'm adjusting valves.
Well, that's the hypothetical wrapped up, I think. And also, we are way past our
time schedule. Enjoy that with your ears and your eyes if you were watching it on YouTube, which would be HatChat.
The HatChat podcast.
Yep. You can just type in youtube.com/HatChat.
You can do that. And if you are a wonderful Patreon, thank you very much. You obviously get the ad-free version posted to that site, and also you get to involve yourself with the really cool voting mechanic for hypotheticals, which may be changing. Who knows? But if you're a patron, stay tuned, because we might be doing another meeting discussing these sorts of things and shifting things around and stuff, taking on your ideas and feedback to shape our content to come. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll leave you now with Daniel Larsson.
Epic.
The phenomenal orchestral version of our wonderful Hat Chat theme. Because I made it. Hey, nice. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
See you next week.